Good evening. As promised, or as requested by a few of you, I thought tonight that I would do a body scan exercise. Before I start the exercise, I just wanted to have a quick chat about starting out and trying to develop your own mindfulness practice. I was reading some stuff this week, or listening to some stuff as well, and it just reminded me of how hard it is at first when you start to develop a practice, because you spend the first little while sort of frustrated with yourself and wondering whether you're doing it right. And I just remember at the start some of those practices where you would be sort of going over in your head whether you were doing it right, or this can't be mindfulness. I'm just constantly bringing my attention back and realising that I'm thinking about something else and then having to bring my attention back again. So just to reassure you that if this is you, you are doing it right. The fact that you are observing that your mind has wandered off and you're bringing it back to the task at hand is mindfulness. Being aware of what's going on in the present moment. But if you're finding it difficult just now, because I know a few of you have, I've mentioned to a few of you that I'm having difficulty just now reading. I'm finding it hard to maintain the focus for any length of time with reading, and I think it's just part and parcel of how my brain's coping with the lockdown and everything else that's going on. So if you're having a difficult time in trying to practice a little bit of mindfulness every day, how about just setting yourself some small tasks? So when you're washing your hands, to actually try and do that more mindfully, to actually be just thinking about the task at hand, rather than if you're used to your mind wandering off to whatever you're going to get up to next, or when you go for a shower or a bath, to do that in a mindful way, that you're considering how the water feels on your skin and what you can smell, and you know, just sort of trying to really stay present in that activity. Or even brushing your teeth, that's a good one for being mindful, actually thinking about what you're doing. I was always a terrible one for a while. I was brushing my teeth to be thinking about what I was doing the next day and what I had to get ready and start to think about work the next morning. So just a few wee ideas for you if you're struggling at the moment to stay mindful. Okay, so without any further ado, I'm going to get you to get yourself into a lying down position, and we're just going to do a full body scan. So now that you're lying comfortably, I'd like you to gently close your eyes and take a few moments just to make any little adjustments that you feel that you need to. Let go of any tension anywhere, releasing the shoulders, releasing the hips and the thighs, getting the neck into a comfortable position, and releasing the tongue from the roof of the mouth, if that's where it is. And then we're going to have a few nice deep breaths, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. With every exhale, beginning to feel the tension ease out of the muscles and allow the body to soften. Letting go of the day. Nowhere to go. Just resting in this moment. And then after those three deep breaths, we'll just allow the breath to go back to whatever feels normal now. And then we're going to bring the attention to the toes. You might like to give them a little wiggle. Just taking a moment now to think about the temperature of the toes. If we can feel any material against them. Perhaps socks or a bed cover. Whether they're hot or cold. Or whether the air is able to get to them. Just really trying to take our attention to what we feel in all of the toes, in our left foot and our right foot. And then bringing that attention slowly to the whole foot. Sole of the foot, the top of the foot, and either side of the feet. And if it helps to maintain focus, you can give the feet a little squeeze, a little scrunch up into a ball, bringing some tension to the foot or to the feet, and then just letting that release. Observing the difference of how the feet feel when they're taken from tense to relaxed. Slowly working up again now. Past the heel, the ankles, to the lower legs. Drawing our attention to the lower legs now. Considering whether we can feel any materials against them. The temperature here. Do we feel a difference in temperature from the lower legs to the feet? And if it helps to bring focus to this area, tensing the muscles at the back of the lower leg, just for a few seconds, bringing tension here, and then allowing that to release. Allowing the lower legs to feel relaxed. Onto the knees now, considering any sensations that we might feel here. Any changes in temperature. Not getting caught up in any stories of stiffness or discomfort, if there's any there. Just simply acknowledging, this is how my knees feel right now, at this moment. And if it helps, again, bringing a little tension to the kneecaps before allowing that to release. Continuing our journey to the thighs. Contemplating any sensations that we might feel in the thighs. The feeling of the bed or the mat or the floor underneath us. The feeling of our clothes or a cover, whatever else might be on top of us. Again, contemplating the temperature. Are our thighs as warm as our lower legs and our feet? Bringing a little bit of tension to the thigh muscles and then allowing that to release. The legs are now feeling heavy and relaxed, able to flop to either side. No need to hold any tension here now. Continuing the journey, now from the base of our spine, slowly drawing that attention all the way up from the base of the spine to the top of the spine. Considering the position that you're lying in. Where the points of contact between your back and the floor or the bed feel most prominent. Considering the natural curve and shape of your spine as you lie. And then bringing our attention to the front of the body. And noticing how if we engage the core muscles, we may also feel this in the points of contact on the spine. Engaging the core for a few seconds.
bringing some tension to the abdomen. And then allowing that to release. Up to the lungs now. Starting to bring some awareness to that natural rising and falling sensation of the breath. And if at any point the mind begins to wander off, simply bringing that attention back to the rising and falling sensation of the breath. Focusing in on your lungs as they expand and contract. More deeply now, as the body relaxes. And if you're able to now, bring some tension to the chest muscles, to the pecs, just for a few seconds, before allowing that to release. And let all the muscles of the torso now relax. Now we're going to bring our focus to our arms, starting from the shoulders. We're just going to allow that attention to go all the way from the shoulders to the elbows. Perhaps some of this area is covered with clothing or a blanket, and some of it isn't. Considering any changes in temperature, whether you're able to feel the natural air in the room touching your skin, or whether your skin is covered in clothing, and perhaps you can feel that. Bringing a little bit of tension to the biceps now. Just engaging with those muscles in the upper arm. And then allowing that to release. Moving down now to the forearms. Considering how they feel in comparison to the upper arm. Changes in temperature. Different sensations. And again, as we move through the different parts of the body, You may become aware of any areas of tension or pain. Simply acknowledging that that's how you feel right here, right now. And then allowing your tension to move on. Bringing some tension to the forearms for a few seconds. And then allowing that to release. Now, if you're lying on your back, hopefully you're lying now with your palms facing up. And I'm going to ask you now to just consider any sensations that you feel in your hands. Perhaps you're wearing a ring. Without making too much movement, are you able to feel the ring on your hands? As we've done before, considering temperature, any sensations, the air in the room, material that's covering you. And then making fists with our hands, balling them up and bringing some tension here for a few seconds before allowing it to release. The arms, the torso, the legs, all now feeling heavy and relaxed. Lastly, we're going to bring our attention up through the neck to the head. The points of contact between your head and the floor or the pillow. Any sensations of your hair on your head, perhaps it's on your neck. And then to your face. Releasing the tongue from the roof of the mouth if it's gone back to that position. Allowing the jaw to open slightly, taking any tension from the jaw and the mouth. As you breathe in and out now, thinking about whether you're breathing in through the nose or the mouth, and that sensation of the air, maybe slightly colder as you breathe in, and then warmer as you breathe out. Allowing any tension in the face to just melt away.
All the muscles are able to relax now. Feeling relaxed from the tips of your toes to the top of your head. Nowhere to go. Safe and relaxed. Bringing our attention back to the breath. That rising and falling sensation. That peaceful movement within your body. Breathing in what's on the outside and breathing out what's on the inside. That one simple act that connects all living things. Feeling connected now. Connected and relaxed. Breathing deeply. And as I know that many of you were looking for a practice that we can do to help us drift off to sleep, I'm going to invite you to take out your earphones, switch off your phone, and just let yourself do that now. Take care.